too fast for anyone to see, Trigger darted past her team members down the alley and knocked aside Thwinton's weak, two-handed grip on his pistol. The round cracked against the asphalt at the base of the alley wall and ricocheted before tearing off a chunk of brick behind Thwinton. Thwinton staggered backward and whipped both hands up to aim the weapon at Trigger instead. In the blink of an eye, Trigger slapped down on his hands, instantly disarming him, and took a calm step backward with the man's pistol now aimed at him. Then she ejected the magazine, disassembled the weapon, and tossed the chambered round onto the alley pavement, then dropped the disassembled pieces behind her, spread her arms, tilted her head, and smiled.
There. Better, right?
Thwinton stared numbly at her, his entire body trembling. He glanced down at the pieces of his pistol scattered on the ground, then staggered backward and threw his head back.
Help! Somebody help me!
Trigger turned to look at Idina, Grossman, and Chandler standing at the mouth of the alley.
I didn't touch him.
Help! Call the police!
Charles, we just want to...
I'm being mugged! Help me! They're gonna kill me!
Plan A's a dud.
Hold on! We can still talk him down.
Police! Somebody call the police! Help!
Does that ever actually work?
You stay away from me! I mean it! I have money! Whatever you want, I'll pay! Just don't...
The giant operator brought the heel of his fist down on the top of Thwinton's head, cutting off his cries. Thwinton's eyes rolled back and he collapsed in a heap. For a moment, the operator stood in silence, staring at the unconscious man.
Come on, was that really necessary?
He wasn't going to come with us anyway. I made it easier.
Not if you jugged him hard enough to scramble his brains all over again. Then he's useless.
Relax, Grossman. I was gentle.
A nondescript black painter's van rolled up the alley's mouth. Its front right tire bounced up over the sidewalk, effectively blocking the alley from the view of anyone else going about their daily business at the strip mall or out in the parking lot. Then the darkly tinted front passenger window rolled down, and Wilson was behind the wheel.
Yo! You guys having a picnic in there or what?
Let's go.
Idina and Grossman shared a wary look before glancing at their unconscious target. They knew their chance to gain his cooperation willingly was gone.